CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. China and Britain have issued a joint declaration on the occasion of Chinese President Xi Jinping's state visit to the European country. According to the declaration, the Chinese and British governments have signed off on a new feasibility study for a Stock Connect system between London and Shanghai. This would be similar to the one already in place between Shanghai and Hong Kong. The British government is also voicing its support for the inclusion of the RMB into the International Monetary Fund's basket of special drawing rights. Both sides have also agreed to establish high-level talks connected to cybersecurity. When it comes to a possible China-EU free trade agreement, the two are calling for the launch of a joint feasibility study. The Chinese government is considering launching a pilot program to allow people in China to invest in overseas markets through the Shanghai Free Trade Zone. The suggestion has come from a State Council executive meeting this week. Details of what would be required for Chinese nationals to become individual overseas investors have not been revealed. However, it's being reported qualified domestic investors would need to have at least ¥1 million in assets and would be required to go through a vetting process to ensure that they are knowledgeable enough to invest overseas. Right now, individual investors in China can't access overseas markets directly and have to make outside investments through qualified institutional investors. Two Chinese nuclear power giants are said to be mulling plans to establish a new joint venture to try to get China's third-generation nuclear reactors, the Hualong 1, out into the international field. This will see China General Nuclear Power team up with China National Nuclear Corporation to create a standalone company to promote Hualong 1 on the global stage. The two state-run giants began working together on the research and development of Hualong 1 in 2013. Construction of a new nuclear power station in China using the new technology was launched earlier this year in Fujian. The technology will also be used at the Hinkley Point nuclear power station in southwestern England. The China-Australia Free Trade Agreement has passed through Australia's lower house of parliament. The legislation remains on track to be signed into law before the end of the year. It follows a decision this week by the opposition to back the FTA after previously threatening to block the legislation unless a number of amendments were made. The Australian Senate still has to review and revote on the bill in November before it can become law. It's widely expected the FTA will make it through that chamber with little problems. BBC Earth Films and Shanghai-based SMG Pictures have announced a partnership to create a new feature film. The film, called Earth, One Amazing Day, is due for release in 2017. The documentary is the sequel to the BBC's 2007 documentary, Earth, and is the first feature film to be produced under the new UK-China film co-production treaty signed last year. The deal was signed at a ceremony in London on Wednesday. The signing ceremony took place at the Creative Showcase being held at Lancaster House in London as part of Chinese President Xi Jinping's state visit to the UK this week. Air China is set to launch direct flights between Beijing and Mumbai. This will be the first non-stop service from the mainland to India's financial hub. Right now, people in China who hope to travel to Mumbai have to transit through Hong Kong, Singapore, or Bangkok. The Air China flights will operate 4 out of 7 days a week and will also make return trips to China the same day. It will take 7 hours to make the trip. Air China's flights from Beijing to Mumbai will start this coming week. Apple has announced two new programs designed to reduce the air pollution caused by its manufacturing partners in China. The programs are designed to significantly reduce greenhouse gas pollution between now and 2020. The amount of greenhouse gases Apple hopes to eliminate through its industrial program will be the equivalent of pulling 4 million passenger vehicles off the road. As part of the plan, Apple is going to build large-scale solar power projects in the northern, eastern, and southern regions of China. Apple's main product producer in China, Foxconn, is also part of the new program. The latest round of family reunions for Korean families separated by the Korean War has come to an end at the Mount Kumgon Resort in North Korea. Only a few hundred people from South Korea have been allowed to take part in the latest round of reunions. Another 3 days of family reunions will take place through this weekend. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.